more well water, you know, use more septic tank and have more traffic than versus, you know, the house being empty half the time or maybe even empty more than half the time. So I thought doing it this way would actually have much less of an impact. And, you know, as far as like the well water goes, I mean, naturally, you know, 20% of the time you're going to use a lot less water than if somebody's there full time. Same thing with the septic tank and same thing with the traffic. You know, it's not, you know, my house is kind of nice because it's straight down. Don't really have to drive around, but straight down the road, straight into my driveway. So, you know, it's not like you're driving around the neighborhood trying to find the house. It's just straight down the road. You know, the other confusion, and I think it's a pretty common thing with covenants, and I know you guys won't deal in covenants, and so covenants don't really matter too much, but, you know, in ours, it just says residential use, and, you know, renting it is residential use. I'm not, you know, putting in a business or anything like that, so isn't, you know, because you rent your home don't mean it's commercial. And, there's been several, even my fiance called attorney the other day just to kind of see what they say. And they said the exact same thing because that's what I've read online. And he even emailed us a link from a Supreme Court ruling actually went over the same thing. And it said the Supreme Court determined that vacation rentals are consistent with single family residential use and not considered for commercial uses. So I think that, you know, and the neighbors signing that, and I talked to a lot of the neighbors and they told me they didn't have an issue with it. And agreed with me that they would rather, you know, have somebody there part of the time than somebody there full time. You know, they may have, you know, five people and they have a couple teenage kids with extra cars driving around. And at that point, I can't control anything. You know, at this point, even if somebody's there one night, one of the neighbors can call me and I can get them out or address the issue. And the property management company even told me they can put in a noise monitor inside the home and have a curfew with noise after a certain time at night. And that's just control I wouldn't have if I leased it. And, you know, there's not a lot I can do. So like I said, I think just doing it on this basis, like I said, my goal is to live there as soon as I possibly can. And the people I would rent to would be, you know, friends, family, coworkers, and the property management company's established clients, not Airbnb people that put it out online for whoever. Again, it's not really something I'm trying to set up and have a business doing. It's just, you know, to get to where I can live there, I think this would be a good option for me. So, you know, I know there is other neighbors in the area that's renting their homes. I don't think they're approved and went through the process, but there is other people renting. But I didn't feel like that was the right thing to do. I learned through talking to Scott, there is an approval process and I wanted to go through the process and find out what the concerns were and do it the right way. And, going through the process the right way, I'm going to rent the property the right way. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to keep a good eye on it. Believe me, I got more at stake than anybody. So I actually spent, the last couple months doing a bunch of updates and remodels to the home, and the last thing I'd want to do is, and that's, you know, have somebody in there tearing it up. And again, if I rent it on a yearly basis, I have a lot less control on that than somebody staying for 3 or 4 days. So,
any questions for the applicant?
You don't have any documentation relative to other people renting in the neighborhood, do you?
I don't, and I mean, I know some of the houses that are being rented, but, you know, I mean, there's one, there's a few doors down for me, but they're, you know, they're not approved. But I will say, I mean, you know, I've lived there, you know, about 3 months and they haven't caused me any issue at all. It's, you know, the house is empty most of the time. So, as a matter of fact, a lot of the neighbors didn't even realize it was being rented until very recently, and they've been renting it for about a year and a half. And,
renting it as a nightly rental?
Yeah. It's on the Airbnb's website. But again, you know, I don't want to do that. You know, I want to, you know, I'm going to be not renting it very long. So I probably could have just rented it to friends and family. Nobody would have ever known the difference, but I didn't think that was the right thing to do. So.
Is there any other in the area?
No, the only one on Airbnb I found was this one right here for 18 months so far or something. I didn't find any. This is City of Hollister to the east, and then Esabo's property starts real quick to the west. But that one showed to have been online renting since summer of 2019 or fall of 2019, if I remember.
Where is it at?
Right there.
So based on that, will we send them a letter?
Or do you have to have an official? Unless you guys change the fact, because nobody's called. Nobody said it's caused a problem. There's not been loud noises. But if I send a letter to that one, then I'll have to go right over here and send one to this one. And then, I mean, that's been the consensus that we're complaint driven. If that was causing an issue and there's cars in the road and we found out it was, then yes, we'd make them get into compliance. But literally, as I go on the map of Airbnb, I can see this one popped up over here, then I can chase this one up. I mean, we just have not went that direction due to the enormity of trying to chase those.
Any other questions, comments?
Yeah, all the ones to the right, I mean, that's all the layer, you know, that's all condos there. And if you scroll down, Lake Tanicomo, that's the, you know, it's yet, you know, there isn't nothing for quite a while, but then it goes down to, you know, River Point Road, Acadia Club Road, Foggy Bottom Road or something. And there's been a lot of nightly rentals approved down there, and even a lot of those are even in flood zones. I think the nice thing about my house, it's not in a flood zone. So it's a little safer, I think, for people staying there. But like I said, I mean, the ones that's a rental, I mean, you got somebody there a couple weekends a month. I think it's, you know, in the house that it's in. And some other ones in the area that are being rented are actually some of the most well taken care of homes and quietest.
Yeah, I think and this is my personal opinion, is just the issue is there's one way in, one way out. And the people that are going one way in, one way out don't, you know, haven't been there before. So, you know, the safety issue of it's 9 o'clock at night and how they find the property and, you know, ingress and egress. And there's not any officially approved in the subdivision. So from my perspective, that's the type of thing that I look at. We only have one person that's objected, to that representing a group, and he's raised. Do you have another comment that you want to make, sir?
I just wanted to clarify.
Actually, sir, do you mind just sitting down for a minute? Oh, you want to come back up? Did you sign up? Okay.
This is a point of clarification. The rental property that he's speaking about is not in our subdivision, Tanicomo Shore subdivision. And I was not privy to all the conversations Mr. Ray had with neighbors. However, I know each homeowner signed that petition in opposition to the permit in Tanicomo Shores. And so I'm not aware of any neighbor that expressed not having a problem with the permit being approved. Those were the two.
Okay.
Issues.
All right. Thank you. You want to come up?
Yeah, sure. My name's Leslie. Ryan and I are engaged. We kind of got this house together, and I would be, if approved, helping to manage the property. And I just wanted to make a few more notes. I know the last time we came up last month, it said through the meeting that houses that possibly denied, the things that you guys said will just isn't a good fit. But I just wanted to maybe bring up a few more points to add what he had to say, that the dynamics of this property, and he said that the covenants were created 30 years ago. No one could foresee that, I mean, Scott wants to zoom out, that right down the road that Branson Landing would come in, and you could almost see the marina boat docks from over there. When you look down at the marina, all day long, this is tourism. This whole area is turning to tourism. And something else that wasn't mentioned, here's our house. All these houses in here, they've turned owners, just like we bought it, into new homes. This is the only
people are still saying this is ours, we just bought it, vacation home, just was sold and bought for vacation home, just was sold and bought for vacation home, not in rental, vacation home. So this whole dynamics has changed, and Ryan and I both separately, after the advice of someone on the council to make sure you'll talk to your neighbors, we went one by one all the way down through there and talked to everyone we find separately. And separately we came back and said, I know this is Kevin, but, you know, that Kevin was a little bit coerced than the sign. And they individually said, you know, you don't have to do it if you want the property, we really don't care. We understand the sprinkler well system is a different situation because other people have sprinklers and going to the pool. We don't do that. We have a pool, we don't use the well for sprinklers. So we kind of thought that would, you know, we didn't know what to say about this. And again, he's outside, and the only neighbor that actually showed up to this meeting tonight is Kevin, and he lives outside of 600 feet. All of the other people did not show up to the meeting tonight. Nobody else showed up to contest this on him. And like I said, he's way up here, outside of 600 feet. I think that's his house right there. Again, just reiterating, all these are vacation homes now except for that house right there. And no one's ever there. I've seen these people maybe three times since October. I've seen them three times, and that is not a rental. We didn't even know it. They're so quiet, and they're really good neighbors there. That's that house. So like I said, it's all tourism now. It's changing. The dynamics of this area is changing, and there is vacation rentals on the Branson side. I don't know if Scott's able to pull up the house on that side. Probably still with Airbnb, but there are a few through here. We want to buy by the walls. We love the Holston County, and you guys' rules are to get permitted, so that's why we're here tonight, is we don't want to be undercover. We want to do what you guys ask and try to do it legally and abide by county rules. So anyway, just would like you guys to consider all that information into our decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's that buffer statement in the appendix that requires your buffer.
Any questions for the applicant? More questions?
Just, you know, when they're renting your house is residential, so you know, it doesn't mean it's a commercial property. I mean, there's rental houses everywhere. It doesn't have to be zoned commercial to rent your house.
Yeah, I mean, that's your opinion, but there, you know, you do have to collect sales tax, which to me is a commercial venture. As soon as you flip the switch from, more than 30 days, or less than 30 days, you have to collect tax. So, I mean, that's not a solid statement. I mean, that's your opinion, yeah. And that's my opinion as well, just so you're aware of the thought process. So,
I think it's a fine line.
Yeah. So, but you guys are trying to do the right thing too and come here and present it, so I appreciate that. And, I can see what you're attempting to do. So, any other questions, comments?
Chairman, do we want to look at our worksheet and see if anybody's written down any comments?
Sure.
Those special use permit requirements.
So as the members are aware of that, we've got the 2.3 that's got the six items to look at. Generally, we always generally gravitate. I mean, there's something, they're all important.
I'd like to make just a comment. I do know the area there, and my concern is that I go through City Hollister subdivision, at least a couple subdivisions, to get to this one. The other thing, during flood times, even that area is inaccessible. There is another access, emergency access, to these areas, but it is a concern because the main entrance before you get to the railroad bridge does go underwater with Turkey Creek. So.
Any other comments, questions?
So your buffer you're going to establish is this picket fence?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I have to prove that I put that fence up.